Hi, my name is Jeray Williams. Welcome to Navigating Postpartum with me. I am here to help new moms navigate through postpartum and learning how to achieve balance and showing up for themselves every day, not just every once in a while. And today we're going to be talking about things that I've been learning on this motherhood journey. So let's get started. Okay, the first thing I've learned during this motherhood journey is to give myself grace. So when I say give myself grace, it's to know that I'm doing the best that I can every single day. And not every day is going to look the same. So, for example, some days I may show up full of energy and wanting to do all the things of meal prepping and cleaning up and taking my son out. And then some days I just want to rest and have quality time with my son when we're just relaxing. And that's perfectly okay. And I'm still doing a great job regardless of how I show up some days. But the biggest thing is to know that if you gave everything you could that day, you are doing enough. That is the first thing I've learned, is giving myself grace. The second thing I've learned on this journey is to set my own expectations. Not to look at what other people are doing, not to look at the social media moms who are fully dressed in a full face of makeup, prepping lunch early in the mornings, but to set expectations of where I want to go. I wake up in the morning and I'm doing a devotion. I'm filling myself up spiritually before I even get out of the bed. And after I do that, then I can pour into my family. I can make sure everyone's eating breakfast. I can make sure I'm getting dressed. I can make sure that my day is full of intention. And I know sometimes you're like, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I able to get up early? But you can make the time. You can set a plan the night before to see what time you're going to wake up, because you have to start the day pouring into yourself and plan out how you're going to take care of yourself, take care of your wellness. Because if you don't take care of your wellness, how else do you expect your family to do the same? Because you are the foundation of your home. You may not be the protector of it, but you are the foundation. You set the tone based on how your mood is. You set the tone on how you're going to be eating meals, how you're going to be spending time together. You may feel like that's a weight on my shoulders, but it's not. It's amazing once you find intentionality. And that's why I love teaching mamas through my private coaching how to be intentional about your days, because you are the foundation. And I hope, if you're listening to this, that you learn that you are the foundation and you have to pour into yourself first. The other day, my husband gave me an amazing analogy. He was like, thinking about being intentional about a cup. You are a cup. And every time you pour into that cup, you're making self-care, you're prioritizing your wellness, and you're being intentional. And as you keep pouring into yourself, you're going to go into overflow. And that overflow is going to flow into the cups that are around you. And the cups around you are people, your family, your friends, your work. You know, so you have to make sure that you're doing this. And the last tip that I would give, so the first one, remember, it was giving yourself grace. The second one is showing up for yourself and having those expectations. And the third one is to trust the process. Motherhood is a marathon. It's not going to be a sprint. This marathon, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to be running and get tired. But you have to know, when I'm tired, how do I pour back into myself? If I feel low and I'm not encouraged, how can I pour back into myself? How can I seek support along this journey? And sometimes it's hard to ask for help, but you need to. You know, you have people out here who want to help you. You may not have the automatic village that already happened overnight when you had your baby, but you can create that village. You can have people along the way running with you, because you are not alone. You have a motherhood tribe. Starting with this podcast, you have me, and you're not alone. And I want you to know that as long as you're running the marathon on your own expectations and you're giving yourself grace, you are doing enough. So I want you to take this and remember this and know that you are doing enough. And then this week, show up for yourself, and I will be giving you more tips along this way, and that you got this. So mama, show up. and thrive because you're not surviving. I hope this blessed you and have a great week. Welcome back to Navigating Through Postpartum with Jeray Williams, your host. I'm so excited. I am a postpartum coach. I am helping first-time moms and new moms navigate through postpartum to achieve balance on their motherhood journey. Yes, it's so amazing seeing moms show up for themselves. And today, we are talking about the power of living in gratitude. So before we start, I want you to just take a moment and think, what does gratitude mean to you? Because when I hear gratitude, it's about being in a state of mind of thankfulness despite your circumstances. So don't let your circumstances determine how you're going to show up every day. Because let me tell you, sometimes things are going to happen in life. Your finances may be different. You may lose that job or you may feel overwhelmed from this new journey. But don't let that change the state of what you have around you and the people that you have around you. Because that is amazing and it's something to be grateful for every single day. And so now we're going to get into how do I live a life in gratitude? Because you're probably like, you're telling me what gratitude is, but how do I do this? And especially how can I apply it to being a mom? And the first way to apply this is being thankful for everything and everyone you have in your life. So that even starting with yourself, your spouse, if you are married, that's thinking about your children. Think about the people around you who support you, who uplift you. Think about your family members. Like, think about the people who influence you, who uplift you when you need them, who pour into you, or who makes you smile, who makes you laugh. Who can you call when you have a moment of like, oh my goodness, something is not going right in my life and I just need to talk to them? Those are the people that you want to have to live in gratitude with, okay? Be present for each moment, looking at the positive, even when you're in a tough situation. Sometimes it's so easy to just start thinking negative. And once you think negative and you're around people that are negative, it just goes down in a spiral. But I want to tell you, be that person who can think positive. And thinking positively does not come overnight. It's where you train your mind to look at the good and everything. Because misery loves company. But we're not going to be miserable. We're not going to be in survival. We are being present in that. We are going to embrace the help. We're going to embrace being around people who are uplifting. And we're going to embrace looking at the good things in life despite the tough situations. Your toddler or your newborn may have a moment where they are bawling, they're having a meltdown, you don't know what to do. But what you could do is breathe. And you can look at, I have a child, I was blessed with a child, and they need me. And that's when you have that patience to reflect on them so that they can calm down as well. It may not always look like that, but try and think of the positive. Think about when you breathe, think about what you're grateful for. Think about your breaths. Think about what you're grateful for in your body. Think about how you have a home. Think about how you have food. You have clothes. You have people that love you. Those are things that you can be present for, even in tough situations. For me, because I am a Christian, I'm always trusting God to provide for me, even when I'm making the actions that align with His plans. So, here's what I mean by that. If I'm not doing the things that I need to do to get where I am, I cannot expect God to provide for me. But what I can do is make my actions align with where He's trying to take me. That's where that faith comes in. That's where that vision comes in. That's where that grit comes in, where you're not giving up. Because oftentimes we can like, God, I'm praying for a miracle. But if we're not doing the things that align with it, how do we expect God to trust us and know that we're in a good investment to do this? Because you have to start with that gratitude. You have to have that faith. And most of all, you have to trust that God is going to provide if you are doing what you're supposed to do. Let me tell you that again. You have to trust that God will provide when you're doing the things that you're supposed to do. If you're showing up every day, doing the best that you can, that's doing good for God to provide for you. If you are loving the people around you, if you are making sure that your home is safe, is peaceful, is filled with love, that's how you know He's going to provide for you. And that's just some things. That's not everything. But I just want you to know that gratitude and faith can align. You can be in gratitude, being present where you are right now, despite what you see around you, you can be present and be thankful for those things, because you can see in that vision, not the physical, but when you close your eyes and you see and imagine where you can be, that's where that faith is going to take you. So if you're grateful for what you have in front of you, God is going to bless you in that vision because you're working towards it. It may not look like it always, and it may not happen overnight, but that's practicing. Like I said, practicing that positive mindset, practicing those positive words, practicing that gratitude, being thankful for the things around you. And that's how you can get to where you're going. Because you choose how you perceive your life. No one else can choose your life for you. You can choose how you see it. You can choose to wake up every day looking at the positive. You can choose to wake up and be like, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you for being healthy. Thank you for all the food, the clothes, the loved ones, my children, my husband. And even if you're not faith-based, you can still practice gratitude. You can look at the positive, like, okay, I'm happy that I'm up today. I'm happy that I can walk out of bed on my own or fix my own meals or have a car to get to work. And guess what? You have gas in the car to get to work too. Like, these are the small things that add up. So I challenge you to write you a list and look at those gratitude things and add to it. And when you have those moments where you're like, I can say something negative, what you're going to do is look at that list and read it. Read it out loud if you need to. But remind yourself that you're living in gratitude and you can do it. And you're going to be grateful for the things around you because you have a positive perspective. When your little one only wants you to hold them, I've been there. It's easy. It's easy to be like, oh my goodness, like, I just want to put you down. Why do you want me to hold you? But guess what? One day they're going to grow up and they're not going to want to be held. But guess what? In this moment right now, they trust you to nurture them. They trust you to be their person and take care of them. And you may want to put them down. And guess what? It will happen because each moment you won't get back and you'll have someone to help you along the way. This moment won't always happen. So think, right now, my baby wants me. But one day, they're going to be walking around, not even wanting me to pick them up or kiss on them or love on them like that. But we have to remember those things, that even the tough times are temporary. We can even think about our husbands. Sometimes they're not helping you like you like. Your husband may not help you with the task in your household. And oftentimes, as a woman, you want to call your friends up and be like, girl, let me tell you about this man. Let me tell you how he's not helping me. And I'm just doing everything by myself. The dishes are in the sink. The clothes are overloaded. And I just don't know what to do because I have work to do of my own and he's not helping. But here's what you do when you have those moments. Assume the best. Think, my husband may be tired. He's been working. He's been doing things around the house. It may not be as much as I would do, but he's been trying to help. And when I say trying, that means putting effort. And sometimes you have to move from trying to doing, and it's possible. But I'm not going to go on to that today. But I want you to know that you can communicate with your spouse in a healthy manner where you come with positive energy. Because you are the foundation of your home. Despite how you feel and despite what you know, sometimes you have to be the foundation and set that energy in that house in your tone. When you go up to your husband and be like, babe, I need to talk to you. I'm overwhelmed and I need more help. I know you're tired. I'm tired as well. But let's make a plan together to get these household tasks done, to help around with the children, because I need you. And I can't do this alone because you are my partner. Because at the end of the day, when our children, they grow up and they leave our home, you're still going to be here with me. And I need you. And in that moment, your spouse may understand, like, wow, I'm not doing enough in this house. Let me see what I can do to help my wife. Because I thought she was just doing it all on her own. And she looked like she had it. She was supermom. But nope, she needs me. And when your husband sees that, he can put the effort in. And if he really loves you, he will. Because it's possible. And I really want you to know that when you're feeling overwhelmed, that means you have to pour into yourself as much as you need so that you can pour out to others. Remind yourself that, oh my goodness, I can do this. I just need to pour into myself. because you cannot pour out in an empty cup. And I want you to always think about this. I have to pour into me. If I have to wake up earlier, if I have to go on a walk, if I need to ask for help so I can go sit alone. Sometimes I sit in the closet in the dark just for a moment to reset and recharge. So when I come out that closet, I'm back to helping. I may not always be 100% and I may not always be showing up like bubbly, but I know how I feel. I know my energy level can affect my home. So I'm always making sure I'm conscious of how I'm showing up for them, because I have to show up for me first. So I challenge you to show up for yourself, but most importantly, live in gratitude. This is a part of the motherhood marathon. You have to look at the positive in all aspects, even when it's tough and you're not even feeling like there's a way out, but you can do it. Each season is temporary and we must learn that lesson from it. And I want you to know that you got this. You are doing the best that you can and you can live in gratitude. I hope this blessed you and I'm so excited to see what you do with this gratitude, because it is powerful. Can change your life, it can change your mindset, and we're always thinking about thriving, not surviving. So as you go into this world after you listen to this podcast, remind yourself, I'm doing the best that I can, and that's all I ask. Until next time, this is Jeray, and you're listening to Navigating Postpartum. Have a good one.